brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lynn LaRouche is joining us for the rest of the hour. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to continue with your calls right now. And those of you that are holding in the second half of the interview will get a chance to talk to Lynn LaRouche. If not, hang up and we'll let other callers in. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. You know, a guy was asking earlier, can you trust Ron Paul? And I said, well, he's an ideologue. And I see that as a good thing. I mean, you know, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, not swerving from that, because the system always wants us to compromise. But then I thought, is that the exact definition I'd want to use? No, a man of principle. A man who sticks to his principles. But if you go to Webster's Dictionary, an impractical idealist. You see, they've kind of changed the definition over time. Well, I guess I'm an impractical idealist because I'm not giving up my Second Amendment or family rights or any of it. Or I'm against abortion. I'm against a culture of death. I'm an ideologue. An often blindly partisan advocate or adherent of a particular ideology. Well, folks, if you're going to risk your name, your treasure, jail for what you believe in, I mean, Lynn LaRouche, they set him up. White House came after him, put him in prison for no reason. That's on record. You got to be committed. I mean, if you're a fighter bomber pilot flying in over North Korea in the Korean War, you better be an ideologue. You better be absolutely committed to be risking your life. Real simple. An often blindly partisan advocate or adherent of a particular ideology. Defined for English language learners. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Aaron in Nevada, then Steve Ezekiel and others. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, hi, InfoWarriors. Hey, hey, I just want you to know I've done a piece on Alex at my website, gonav.com.
All right, that's enough. We're not here for all the jealous snipers and all that. It's a serious radio broadcast for serious people, okay? If you want to call and disagree with something I've said, we'll keep you on for 20 minutes as we do. But if you just call in and just want to plug yourself because you want to be a big man, that's great. You guys would have people following you and listening to you if you covered real issues instead of infighting. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, ditto. Ron Paul, I have a problem. Well, let me tell you, John, your call selector and that, he is a prince. I've been talking to him for about 4 years, about 31 years. The different call screeners and that, there's none better. Ron Paul, the problem I have with him, he's only one person against 435 bribed, threatened, or blackmailed partners.
Exactly. So all he is somebody that can report for us what's going on in Congress and use his prominent pulpit to alert people to what's going on.
I regret that I've only got one life to give for my country, as so spoken by our founders, one of our founders. You're talking on the tax reducement and that. You know, the middle class in this country is all but been abolished. And, you know, it shows the economic pie. These corporation shysters are paying the lowest they ever have. They don't pay tax in the first place. People do. And the reason they run to other countries and given tax incentives to do it ever since Reagan, that's how long I've been on the radio, is because I think one quarter is, sure, they'll pay no taxes that they can't push off onto the people. But three quarters of the reason they go there is for slave wages.
That's it. And then they control our economic system and get rid of our tariffs when the other countries have them through wages, through currency, through no environmental standards. And then by shutting us down, that increases their overseas investments. And we've seen NAFTA and GATT. We've seen globalism. And now Time Magazine says they've already bulldozed tens of thousands of houses they've repossessed. Now they're going to start doing it to even more, destroying our economy so there's less housing, less production, less real wealth. This is the predatory economy, and they're so arrogant. They have all these mega bankers who've written the laws, literally, they're lobbyists, to exempt them from taxes, lobbying to raise taxes on what's left of the middle class of this country. Absolute scam. You cut taxes, you cut the corporate welfare spending, you up at the regional level the infrastructure spending, and your country races forward. That's the American system. Kennedy did it. Tax revenues doubled. We'll be right back with Lyndon LaRouche with key information. Stay with us. Money.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're now 8 minutes into hour number two. For the rest of the hour, Lyndon LaRouche is our guest, just returned to the United States. LaRouchePack.com is the website. Love him or hate him, he has accurately gauged the true history of the last 200 years in Western Europe, the Anglo-American British Empire taking over the United States through their Council on Foreign Relations, Pratt House system, and really no introduction is needed. If you don't know who Lyndon LaRouche is, there's probably not much hope for you, but you can learn more at LaRouchePack.com. And again, whether you agree with their solutions, you can't disagree with their analysis. I study source, globalist, and Anglo-American documents and declassified CIA reports, and what he was talking about 20, 30, 40 years ago is exactly what's going on and who is running things. This is a command destruction of the Western world. The megabanks are waging war against the real economy. That's what oligarchs do. They are knocking out all their competition, waging war against the sovereignty of this planet. And the end game, world government's only the beginning. The end game is global population reduction. We've got a report out today. They have a report out today. LaRouche, jail Bernanke, Geithner, and Obama now for massive theft and loan fraud. And up on their website, they are saying right now, this just broke in the last 10 minutes. They've been able to analyze the actual plan. And again, we'll put their website back up on screen. And here's a report they sent to us minutes ago. Quote, we are now getting briefed that everything you read in the press on Senate House agreement in the press is a lie. We are about to lose the United States and civilization. This was a Hitler-style coup. There is going to be Americans dead in the streets. We can still turn this around. Lynn will have more on the subject in the interview, Don, from their office. And if you go to their site, they have the big banner up there at the top saying this is a coup. And it is. It's an expansion of an economic coup. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is also in the news saying that this whole thing is a giant scam. Here's the headline at prisonplanet.com. Will the ceiling fall in? Disastrous outcomes from an orchestrated crisis. And so to look at what the plan really does, the tax increases, the slashing of benefits, so everything goes to the foreign bankers. We're going into a third world receivership, and joining us to break it down is Lyndon LaRouche. Lyndon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So bold statements here. I mean, we saw 3 years ago Paulson say that if you don't give us unlimited trillions, there'll be martial law, blood in the streets. A month ago, same statements by the finance ministers of Europe, tanks, blood in the streets. But if you do go along with their plan, is that not where this leads? So very bold statements out of your office, and I see behind you, stop the Obama-Hitler coup. Lyndon LaRouche, you've got the floor. What are we facing?
We're facing right now the legislation which was pushed through by Obama recently is comparable to the Hitler Michigan Gesetz, the law which made Hitler a dictator. It's actually is worse than that because the conditions involved are bad. You have a number of foolish people in the United States, and I do say they're very foolish. They believe that only Wall Street offers them the opportunity for investment, that is people with money, and therefore they assume that if Obama is going to protect them, that they're going to have their money. The fact of the matter is, if Obama goes through with this policy, the entire economy of the United States will collapse. And with quite justice, those who supported Obama because they wanted their own Wall Street money will be the first to lose everything. So it's a case of foolish people who believe that their money is everything, and they're about to lose every bit of it. If they continue, we have one day now, as of now, we're about one day removed from the confirmation of the Hitler-like law, which was pushed through on a corrupted Congress by the President of the United States. If this war is not blocked now, within the next hours, then the danger is the United States will no longer exist and the death in the streets will begin.
Now, again, sir, these are bold statements from you. Break down the technicals of the agreement and your analysis and why you're saying this. I mean, what is really in this so-called agreement, Lyndon LaRouche?
The agreement is that the President of the United States becomes a dictator, just like the Hitler law, which established the Hitler dictatorship. And if you actually vote up the confirmation of this law, which is pushed through by the president on his initiative, you are a slave, and you're going to start dying fast. And those foolish people who supported the president's law because he thought he was going to protect their Wall Street investments, because they believe that only Wall Street investments are available to them. Therefore, they defend him because they're stupid. They think they're going to preserve their investments. The first thing that's going to happen is they're going to be bankrupted and in the streets dying like the rest of us.
Now, I'm digging out the article, but I remember some of the different presidential decision directives of Bush 4 years ago saying for any emergency, including economic, the president can set aside Congress for 6 months, and then when congressmen and others ask for the full text, they were told it was classified even to Congress. That made national news. And we reported on it here heavily, and I'm digging out the actual PDDs here in a moment. It's in my stack from yesterday's show. I alluded to it, but I only saw the three or four different plans. I haven't had time yet, because they just released it, to see the supposed agreement, and they're not even releasing all of that. You're saying you've looked in this, Mr. LaRouche, and you're saying it has the dictatorial power? Because I know 2 weeks ago, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, from Kentucky, the senator did come out and say, let's give the president the power of the purse. And that was being debated also other powers. Are you saying that that's in there?
That's all in there. The point is, the law is very simple, and they don't put out the real interesting parts of the law. And the law, my associates have tech-checked with the leading members of Congress, those circles. There is no doubt of what this is, as I have described it. There is no difference between the actual law in terms of its implementation. And what the only condition now is, we have a very short time to force the president and force the Congress to withdraw support for that law. If the Congress does not act to withdraw, you're going to sign death in the street is going to begin very quickly. Because the cuts which are being proposed on the American people under the present conditions, and the fact a sudden collapse in two phases. No, look out the streets now. Look at the conditions of life. Look at what's happened to healthcare. Look at other things.
Every form of metal, at grave sites, railways, stop signs, everything's being stolen. Crime is exploding, and they're telling us the economy's recovered and is wonderful. When what? We're over 3 years into a depression, according to every economic barometer. 3 quarters of continued loss of growth.
It's worse. It's worse. We are now at the end game. The money they think they have is absolutely worthless. You have to look at the quadrillions of so-called pretended assets out there. They're not worth anything. They're paper that could never be redeemed. What this is simply the British Empire, which runs the United States and Wall Street right now, with their puppet president, Obama, is running through a program whose immediate intention was to destroy the United States. We are the main obstacle to a world dictatorship by that empire.
So this is an economic black hole that they got rid of the Glass-Steagall, as you reported on and predicted all of this 12 years ago. Clinton, then Bush, and now Obama have all followed the same program. Of course, it's impossible for us to ever pay off $1.5 quadrillion that we didn't even make. The very central banks that created this fraud and had us sign on to it are now posing as our saviors. This is insane. For anyone who's halfway educated about economics, it is like having Hitler preside as the head judge at a Nuremberg trial. It is the height of bizarre, Kafkaesque weirdness.
This is an act of treason by this president. He was acting on behalf of a foreign power to enact an action which will destroy the United States. That is treason.
Let's continue then, sir, to go through. I mean, in this, what are they really doing? Because I have the report here, Obama final loophole, the catastrophic emergency, and it's got all these links to mainstream news saying PDD, National SPD 51, and you read it, and it says, and this is already on the books, that he is supreme ruler.
Exactly. He is the Hitler dictator. This guy is the equivalent of Adolf Hitler, and like Adolf Hitler, who was created by the British Empire, he's created by the same thing. This guy should never have been president. He was unqualified to become president because of the fraud he committed under the British support to make him president through the phony, you know, by the crowd there. This is all there. It's all on the map. But you look at the vote of the American people, what the tendency is in France. The people are not going to other parties. They're abandoning the Democratic Party and the...
We just lost his Skype connection. We're going to get him connected again. And that is in the news. In fact, I have the headlines here where it is a total revolt. They have live time analysis of what's happening, and they're reporting plunging support for Boehner and Obama. People really see through this, and as the Chinese and others have said, they've already defaulted. If we don't say no to the derivatives, if we don't disconnect ourselves from that black hole, it is impossible hundreds of times over to ever pay this off. We don't owe it. It's admitted in Ireland and Greece and other countries. They don't owe 90%+, like 92, 93, depending on the country, of the money that's owed is not owed. We're talking about thousands of trillions they say we owe, and we're having debates about $14.5 trillion and all of these discussions. Again, they want to destroy the economy, just like the article I read earlier, where they're going to bulldoze homes nationwide instead of letting housing prices go down and then give people homes that they can afford. We'll be right back with Lynn LaRouche, trying to get him reconnected.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Absolutely incredible technology, but it also has problems. So we're going to audio Skype as soon as we can get Lynn LaRouche back on. And Zero Hedge reported on this over the weekend on July 31st, yesterday. We reported on it, of course, in the last four and a half years. This was almost 5 years ago that Bush put these into place. Obama reauthorized them. Headline, Obama's final loophole, the catastrophic emergency clause. And it goes on to break it down. National Security Presidential Directive, NSPD 51, and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, HSPD 20. And we actually cover this in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, where you have the head of the Homeland Security Committee in the House saying, I've been asking for several months to see the full text of this. The three-page boil down, the cover sheet, says it makes the president a dictator for 6 months when he implements this, and that Congress basically is powerless for any emergency, including economic. So I want to see it. And he was never allowed to see it. Who was that, DeFazio at the time? The point is, we played those clips many times. So this is going on. This is happening, and I'm seeing a lot of different reports because what they're saying is, well, there's not really anything you can see. The Republicans and Democrats are agreeing to nebulous $2.5 trillion cuts that start sometime next year through the next 10, and we're going to have a committee, a new commission, that decides all of this. And so that right there is the proof, as Lynn LaRouche said, that it's all nebulous. They're not saying, but then you go to what they've been saying the last few weeks, that, oh, he could just use the presidential directives, and you see what different Republican leaders said, let's just give Obama the power. Lynn LaRouche, who former CIA director back in the 80s, I know you can pull up the quotes, said has one of the best private intelligence networks out there. The head of the National Security Council said the same thing about LaRouche. He really does have those contacts there in D.C., and he says that they're telling him that the reason it's nebulous and you can't find out the details is because it is a dictatorial handover of power. This is a short segment, sir, long segment coming up, but break down what your sources on Capitol Hill are telling you.
Hello. Well, the point is that it's just exactly that. It, what you find is you find a layer of propositions and agreements which are used to confuse the people who don't know what's going on. People in the Senate, for example, the leading circles of the Senate, and I believe also the House of Representatives, but I'm not so sure there, but in the Senate at least, they know what is happening. And they are influenced very strongly by the fact that their clientele, which has money, is very important for both them personally and also for their political influence in society. So therefore, they allow themselves to be deluded. Even if they're not malicious in their intention, and I know some of these people, they're not malicious in their intention. They're just greedy. And they believe that if we don't support this thing, that the president will take actions which will wipe out their money, their investment. But the fact of the matter is, their investment is already worthless. It's only worth the belief that it has value. You look at the figures of the money, you look at the amount of value that we are producing in the United States and in other countries, and you look at the amount of money we say we have, or the people say they have, and you realize the whole thing is a fraud. What we need to do is go to a Glass-Steagall Act, the same one that President Roosevelt put into effect in 1933. Just back to that. What that would do would take all the money, which is called money, but is not really wealth, and would put it into a separate account for which the government itself would not be responsible. Then the money that conformed to the law, what had been the actual constitutional law, the original constitution, and what was the law established by 1933, Glass-Steagall, that law went quickly into effect. Under those conditions, with the credit now released, available to the United States government, we can start an immediate recovery tomorrow morning. And if they don't know how to do it, I know how to do it.
Lynn LaRouche, you predicted all this. We're going to break. We're going to come back and get into solutions but and then some phone calls. But first, as we go to break here, why are you saying this is going to cause economic collapse very quickly? What is the time frame of the accelerating collapse if they don't reverse this? I'll tell you what, stay there. We're just going to come back to you after break with that important question with Lynn LaRouche because the outro music cuts out his Skype connection. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. And, of course, we're simulcasting the radio show right now in living video color at PrisonPlanet.tv. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Accurately predicting exactly what's going on. You can, again, disagree with some of their political ideas, but their analysis has been very accurate, and I hope they're wrong. But unfortunately, we've seen the total positioning of the federalization of every state, every county, every city. We've seen a covert rollout of military and police to, quote, crack down the American people. 3 years ago, they said they wanted to have tens of thousands of U.S. troops ready for an economic collapse by the second half of 2011. That was the Army Times. Something this big, you can always see the scripting and the setup and the buildup for it. And it is a giant attack on the Republic. And so, Lyndon LaRouche, you've got the floor, sir. Please roll with it. Why you're saying this collapse will totally implode the country, and what's the time frame?
The time frame is immediate. We are at the tail end of the thing. For example, look at it from the standpoint of the reenactment of Glass-Steagall. Glass-Steagall is now on the agenda. It's already going in with increasing support among members of the Congress for its enactment. Were it enacted today, this and were this crazy law of Obama not in force, then we would be on the road to recovery. Because the United States system, remember, we were bankrupt when we had won the war against the British. But with the reform, which was inspired by our Treasury Secretary at the time, we adopted a constitution. And this constitution said we don't believe in a money system. We believe in a credit system. And that what we should do is to solve the debts we had as war debts. We should be able to pay them off by issuing credit for increased production in agriculture, the development of industry, and so forth. And this worked. This was the core of our Constitution, our credit system. A credit system whose roots were lying in the Massachusetts Bay Colony before it was crushed by the William of Orange. And this law worked. And every time we've gone back to this principle of economy, we have prospered where the rest of the world is a disaster. Look at us. We went through the Civil War. It was the British organized. It almost destroyed us in terms of the cost of it. But then, because of the great unleashing of productive power in agriculture and industry, and also these structures like railways and so forth, this made us the most powerful nation in the world in economics, of any nation. And we did it again several times. We did it under Franklin Roosevelt. We can do it again. The same system going back to our Constitution, our federal Constitution, which is based on the principle of credit rather than money.
All right, sir, can you quantify that? For those that don't understand, since 1913, we went off the American system and allowed private banking families to be paid interest for the government to have the right to have a currency, when currency is only a symbol of exchange and is tied to the overall productivity of the country. And I remember reading the quotes by the big banking families of Europe, the Rothschilds and others. It was in British newspapers. I've read the editorial saying, if this American system spreads, our global empire is going to die. And so that's why they tried to break the country up under Jackson, against Jackson. They tried to break it up during the Civil War. I mean, this was a public debate. This was talked about all over the world, and we've forgotten history, so we're reliving. And a great example of this is Time Magazine says, don't worry, they're going to bulldoze most of the foreclosed houses. They've bulldozed tens of thousands. Now they want to bulldoze hundreds of thousands to jack up prices by destroying productivity and infrastructure. I mean, that is the monetary system, correct?
Well, look at that, right. And this is what you're looking at, what happened to the auto industry, what happened to the agricultural system, the fact we're not now producing enough food to meet the requirements of our people next year, the fact that the destitution of most of our people, even most of the people who invest, who have money, invest in Wall Street because they have no other thing to invest in. GE's gone. All our industries have shot. We no longer are a viable economy. We don't produce enough physically to meet our actual needs. We could on a dime, and I know exactly how to do this, we could turn this on a dime, and we could become a prosperous nation again within a couple of years. We have the choice. These guys who represent a foreign interest centered in London are out to destroy us because we're the greatest danger that exists to them, for them. But therefore, we need patriots. Look at the citizens out there. They're turning against both parties. They hate both parties. They hate the leadership of both parties. But they're not doing anything. Why? They hate the parties. They hate the government. And they have every damn good reason to do that.
Well,
our job is to be patriots.
Okay, so from your research, you're saying this is going to accelerate the implosion. They've been denying we're in a depression. Now they're basically admitting it. We've put up the quotes there where they say if we don't basically do whatever they say, we're going to have a depression, but we're already in one. What is the globalist slash British? What is this New World Order, which is really the Old World Order model? What are they planning? Why do they want to do this? Why do they want to have a global corporate takeover of every sovereign nation and fully bankrupt it and destroy the society? I mean, anybody who thinks that they're done think again. They're only accelerating their carbon taxes. They're only, you know, the head of the Economic Council at the White House is moving General Electric's X-ray division to China. General Motors bailout, billions of dollars to move our plants overseas. I mean, it is flagrant treason, economic sabotage on steroids. It's so naked.
Yeah, but look at the very fact. What? Look at our world production. What's the policy of the reigning political forces inside Europe and inside the United States today? Their policy is not only zero growth, zero population growth. Their policy today is to reduce the world's population to 1 billion people. That is the officially stated policy of the British Empire. It's a stated policy of many of the environmentalists. It's a stated policy of many others. This is what is happening to us. And we have to look at that fact. Look at the American people. Look at what they have now and what they had, say, 2 years ago. Look at what they had under John F. Kennedy. Look what they lost when his brother was also assassinated. They got their own way. They got a useless war in Indochina, which weakened us and destroyed us by killing Kennedy because he was opposed to that war. They killed his brother, who was about to become nominated the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, because he represented the same thing. We have to look at the physical reality, because the economy is nothing but a correlative of physical reality, and that's what we're losing.
And the global banking cartel, they are literally parasites. They are waging war against the real economy. Because at any time, the unlimited cornucopia, the engine of liberty, can be turned loose and will overthrow them. But as Thomas Jefferson said, if you ever let private banks control the issuance of currency and credit, your children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered.
At this time, it's worse. This is worse than anything our predecessors have ever imagined. The attempt to take a population in the order of 7 billion people on this planet and to reduce it to one, and do it in a fast order, which is what is being done now, is the greatest crime against humanity imaginable. As a matter of fact, this is the one kind of policy pushed by President Obama which would cause the ultimate extinction of the human species, because we're getting into a condition in the galaxy, which we're a part, of a new kill ratio of species, like the killing of the dinosaurs. We as human beings are capable of developing the means to defend our population against such catastrophes.
By the way, you were the first guy, and I actually heard the claim years ago, went and looked it up, it's true. You're the first person on record to call for some type of planetary asteroid defense, and then what, out of that, then the plan for SDI?
Yeah, sure, that was my baby. What happened is I made the proposal in 1977. On the basis of my discussion with some leading people in the community, in the military and other circles. A point was that a world war fought with the kinds of weapons which we in the Soviet Union were developing at that time would have caused a virtual extermination of the human species. So therefore, the question was how to get a negotiation, particularly with the Soviet Union, under which we could control things so this wouldn't happen. So I came up with this thing and pushed it, and I found a number of people in United States in key positions, at least sent the old OSS crowd as well, who came around to my support. Then I got support for, you know, I had the leading military forces in Germany, the retired military force, senior ones, in France, in Italy, and other countries. I had leading military, and also a whole section of the Soviet Union, which agreed that I was right.
By the way, folks, what he's talking about is even in the Washington Post. Lyndon LaRouche really did. He used to land at the CIA base in Langley in his helicopter to go brief him. And then, of course, Bush, George W., Herbert Walker got jealous and set him up and put him in jail. But just incredible. But, I mean, you're here saying, because I've noticed in the news they're saying, well, they're agreeing to give it to a blue ribbon committee and let the president kind of have the authority. And they've had Mitch McConnell from Kentucky spin it that, well, like you said 2 weeks ago, we'll just let the president do this. Well, Congress can't hand the power of the purse over to the president or some committee. It's not their power to give up, just like Congress couldn't treasonously give their power up to, say, the Chinese if they wanted to, or the Venezuelans. I mean, this really is treason, and they just do it out in the open.
Of course it's treason. It's absolute treason. They know what they're doing, but they're part of a faction that thinks that they're going to prosper. And they are the first ones that are going to go under the axe when it happens. And unfortunately, a lot of other decent citizens who are now starving to death virtually are also in the axe. My commitment is to my American people.
Well, let me say this, Lyndon, and then I want to hear some more from you and go to some calls. We appreciate all your time, and hopefully, because we had a few breakups on the connection, stay a little bit in the next hour so we can take more calls. But I know you're very busy today. Why would what's left of the ruling class that isn't part of the British aristocracy and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, who have always been deeply in bed together to the point of where the Astors and others even took on affected British accents, as 60, 70 years ago, it was the big fad on the East Coast. I mean, this is, and we're not blaming the British people, we're blaming that imperial system that controls it. Why would what's left of independent wealth and others, and even the structure, allow this to be done? Because it does create great instability. It endangers the ruling class, for my research, even more. I mean, this is a snake eating itself. When they know the derivatives are 1.5 quadrillion and growing conservatively, it's impossible to ever pay off. You've got to write it off. Why are they going to feed everything into this vortex? I mean, at a subconscious level, is it just that these psychopaths like to destroy things, that they like to play God?
I would say psychopaths is an admissible term, but I would say sociopaths is more accurate. We have a class which we've known in European experience, for example, called the oligarchical principle. The Babylon was the oligarchical principle. We had the Roman Empire. We had the Byzantine Empire. We had the so-called Crusader system. Then we had the new British system, the new system. And these things were all based on what's called the oligarchical principle. They believe they've got to keep people stupid and dumb so they can use them. And that they have privileges, that they are a superior species that has privileges. It is a very limited part of the total population of this planet. But they happen to have controlling influence over the political institutions of this planet. And they rule it as they ruled over Africa. They commit genocide. They do it again and again. This is not new as a policy. The only difference now is they've come to the point that if they continue with this policy, the human species will become extinct. That's the difference.
Well, they're building giant bunkers and huge seed vaults and building up for that. I mean, it's clearly planned. And they can you go through, if this isn't reversed, how they're going to roll out their extermination program?
They don't know themselves. What they're doing, you're talking about people who are intrinsically evil. And they don't think about anything except supporting the cause of evil. Our problem is not to fuss with them. Our problem is to overthrow them. Our problem is to, in our case, is to reestablish our constitution, to establish our system of government, and help other nations do the same thing for them. We have to get to a system of cooperation among nation states.
But if we don't know how evil, instead of a fake global corporate government, have free nations that do work together, but it's all open and free, and then there's a competition of who's more open and free, and then there's a move towards alliances of good, not alliances of the fake war on terror through stage terror. But I mean, we need to know our enemy. And my biggest message is for people to wake up to just how ruthless the controllers are, and I believe they are psychopaths and sadists. They have sociopaths working for them. But I do believe, Lyndon LaRouche, it's important to know that they're not going to give us quarter. That their end game isn't just enslavement, it's death.
Yeah, you look at the populations I do out there. The majority of the American population hates these people. And the problem is they don't have the degree of leadership on which they would rely to have success. My job is to do that. I have very little, except some of our circles and some friends. There's very little in the United States that's really to lead mobilization to change this. But the American people hate what is being done to them. They are supposed to have the vote. They are supposed to exercise their right as citizens. They're supposed to think about how to protect themselves. But they've been demoralized. They don't think they can protect themselves anymore. We've got to get in there and slug it, because we've got to awaken the American people to their own courage which lies within them.
So what do we do right now? Call into every talk radio show, call Congress, and say this plan is going to wreck us, reinstate Glass-Steagall, arrest Ben Bernanke?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to provide the American people with a sense as a leadership out there which is not going to betray them. A leadership which is going to actually take the kinds of measures which will help us get out of this mess. That we have to reestablish the confidence of the American people, not only in us as persons, but in the idea that we constitute an alternative leadership which is prepared to act in their defense. That without that message to our people now, who are suffering more and more, there is no hope for this nation. A nation must save itself. It must find a leadership which is willing to lead in saving itself. We have to love people. We have to love humanity. And it's out of that love for humanity that we're able to find the strength and the will to act to save humanity.
All right, let's come back and take some phone calls for Lynn LaRouche. We appreciate joining us today. We'll also, on the other side, give you their websites. One of them is LaRouchePack.com, and he has several others. And, of course, our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. But this is a predatory economy meant to destroy civilization, and then the controllers sit in their armored high-tech redoubts.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Lynn and LaRouche has agreed to stay with us about 15 minutes into the next hour. We're going to take some of your phone calls before he leaves us, get more into his ideas for solutions, and more on if things aren't reversed, where this is going. Well, controlled crisis, and they'll use the breakdown of society as a way to take more and more of our liberties. I've watched the architecture of police state being built in earnest behind the scenes. Now it's being rolled out right as the collapse begins. This is absolutely incredible. And I do want to go to some of your phone calls. I know some were holding before Lyndon LaRouche joined us, but he can speak on any of these topics. I mean, this all feeds together. There's some good news. I'll be covering it after Lyndon LaRouche leaves us in a big news blitz. German authorities reject useless radiation body scanners. We've also got the truth about the debt deal. It's pretty much meaningless. It just gives more power to the government. Debt deal agreed, but may not save U.S. AAA credit rating. London Guardian saying that. Moody's is saying that. They're positioning us for total collapse. Lyndon LaRouche, before we go to the calls, any other key items you want to add right now?
I think what we've just addressed so far goes to the heart of the thing. There's much more, of course, on it. And there's also a whole discussion about what the principles of the economy are, particularly physical economy, what physical economy means, and why it's different than so-called non-physical economy. These kinds of things are all
there. Why do the oligarchs wage war against reality, real things?
Because mankind is creative, contrary to the so-called second law of thermodynamics, which is a complete fraud. It always was a fraud. The nature of the solar system, including the galaxy, has always moved in a progressive way. That is, it's moved to a higher level of what we call energy flux density. We said the forms of life that had gone extinct, they were inferior in terms of these qualities to the species that succeeded them. Mankind is a latecomer, just a few million years we've been on this planet. And we have transformed the planet. The planet today is dominated by mankind. There is not animal and mankind. There's not, you know, other things in mankind. Mankind is the center of this planet. It's our planet. It's our solar system, in fact, and we want to make it so. So we have all these things, which are good things. The achievement of mankind, the idea that you make a discovery. You die after making the discovery, but people benefit from it after you're dead. So that just
you give it to the species collective.
No.
I'm against collectivism under control thing. What I'm saying is,
The
progress, the ideas, the mathematics, the literature, the music, it builds and advances the species. That is true civilization.
Exactly. The point is that you want to, every person who's really decent always wanted their children to have a better life than they had. That was a characteristic of the American population, particularly of the immigrants and so forth, but also others. Our desire is that our lives will have meant something to those who come after us. That is the basis for human morality.
It's a love of humanity. We are builders.
That's right. Absolutely that. We love humanity because we think that our life has to mean something for the benefit of those generations that come later. That is the American idea, really, as opposed to what you get in Europe, a more oligarchical view of being tolerated by the ruling class or something. Now, our struggle for freedom and our greatness lies in our special devotion in most parts of our life to the taking people into our country, giving them an opportunity for a better life than they had elsewhere, adopting them as our people, and taking pride, even as we go to death, pride in the fact that we're creating something better for those who come after us than we had. And our pride and a sense of justification, that we are justified in living. We are something good in this system.
And our contributions live on. It's not some arrogant thing. It's a love letter to the future. If I could meet my great-great-great-great-grandchildren that are unborn, I would love them as much as my children today. And that is my great instinct, my spirit, my drive. And that is humanity. And the globalists are the opposite of that. Back in 60 seconds, hour number 3 with Lyndon LaRouche, your phone calls, and a huge news blitz straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.